There's been a lot of speculation, but few answers so far, about how genetically modified wheat ended up in an Oregon field. Northwest farmers and seed purveyors say they go to great lengths to keep each variety of grain distinct, tracked, and pure. And yet they concede mistakes can still happen. Correspondent Anna King has our story from eastern Washington's wheat country.
Michael J's family restaurant is an early morning farmer hangout. We're in downtown Connell, prime Columbia Basin wheat country. I'm having veggie omelets and Joe with Dana Heron. He's a seed salesman, and as we talk, I notice he's a really clean guy. He carefully folds his paper napkin, and later, he dons gloves to pump gas.
My mom had a couple of sayings. The one I remember was, cleanliness is next to godliness, so maybe it carried through.
It's a quality he needs in the seed business, where putting the right crops in the right location is everything.
So you want to go up to the seed plant for a minute?
Heron's business looks like a gravel farmyard with seed silos lined up in rows like portly stainless steel soldiers. A chained-up dog keeps watch. Heron regularly sells commercially approved genetically modified crops like alfalfa and corn. These seeds are carefully bagged and stacked in a warehouse. When he's done selling the seed for the year, all the leftover bags go back to the original seed company for safekeeping. When Heron's crew cleans out the mill or a bin to switch from one variety to another,
there are redundant things we have to do. Check, hammer on things, make sure there's no seeds hung up anywhere. And even with all those protocols, we're human. We still make a few mistakes.
That's when he has to get a crew to hand pull foreign plants in fields. Heron says this is an industry standard. Farmers and seed managers working with experimental genetically modified organisms have to be even more careful. Just how GMO wheat plants got into a field in Oregon is the subject of an intense U.S. Department of Agriculture investigation. Heron says there are so many possibilities: birds, mice, wind, tractor wheels, a bin that wasn't cleaned properly. Monsanto, the company that developed the GMO crop gene found in Oregon, says it's been doing its own investigation. The company's Rob Fraley says Monsanto has tested 50 varieties of seed stocks in Washington and Oregon to make sure the problem is not more widespread.
It seems likely to be a random, isolated occurrence more consistent with the accidental or purposeful mixing of a small amount of seed during the planting, harvesting, or during the follow cycle in an individual field.
That still isn't comforting to the Japanese and other Asian markets who've delayed some shipments of U.S. wheat. At a meeting this week at the Oregon Board of Agriculture, the topic was canola. But Japanese distributor Yukio Kato testified no matter what the crop, his customers will purchase seeds elsewhere if they aren't confident of the purity of the Pacific Northwest product.
The Japanese grower and also consumer is really scared about the GMO.
And that's what alarms Northwest farmers. It's about quitting time on a wheat farm near the Lewiston Grade in Washington's Palouse country. Like the ultra-clean seed salesman from Connell, Farmer Frank Wolf says he's extremely careful about where his seed goes. He relies largely on noodle sales in Asia to sell his soft white wheat each year. Too many foreign grains in his field could render his valuable crop severely discounted. But it's impossible to control for every tiny seed. And once a genetically modified plant gets into a field,
you would not be able to see it.
It could sneak into your noodle.
It could sneak into your noodle.
Some farmers don't oppose the idea of wheat, genetically modified, to resist the herbicide Roundup. But Wolf's not there yet.
I'm personally afraid of them on the farm I think it's kind of like the ultimate weed.
He says, however this genetically modified wheat got into a field in Oregon, it's an example to learn from. Northwest markets and livelihoods depend on it. Near Uniontown, Washington, I'm Anna King.